fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 23rd day of March, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. All public meetings in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance is set in the local schools and our local preparedness group. We begin our meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer to do this one morning, just or a number of mornings, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. So here we go. Everybody stand, raise the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's something I don't mention very frequently, but it is springtime. We got rain. If you don't have rain gear suitable for working outside doing construction work, you really need it, quite frankly. You know, working in the rain without proper rain gear is miserable. It's going to be difficult to find rain gear in earth tones, browns and greens, but that's what you need. If you think you can get it by going to the local sporting goods store, you're wrong. Typically, what's sold in sporting goods stores is meant for casual, recreational use, not the kind of work that construction workers and farmers and ranchers do. No, far from it. It's lightweight. It's not meant for doing construction work. So I would suggest looking around. I don't have anything in mind. You may find something at a military surplus store, possibly a ranch and farm supply store. But finding suitable rain gear in dark earth tone colors is going to be difficult, but you need to be doing it, in my opinion. All right, we're going to have open lines this first half hour. At the bottom of the hour, Leon Green will join us. At the top of hour two, we will have the Tuesday morning roundtable. Steve Bannoon will join us possibly a little bit late. I expect Jeff Nyquist to be with us, and of course, Leon Green. The ongoing matter that I'm most concerned about are these COVID shots. I don't want to call them vaccines because they're really not vaccines. These COVID shots that people are getting. I know full well that people that I love, people that I'm related to by blood and or marriage, are going to be dead in maybe 2 years or less. The beliefs of how quickly people, of course, there are people dying right now and people having very debilitating direct effects. I don't call them side effects. Thank you, Dr. Wilbert. They are direct effects, not side effects, with neurological problems. Well, we don't know how many people are dying because the reporting system is voluntary. People are getting these COVID shots for a number of reasons. Many people believe and trust that they're safe and effective, not knowing. They don't know that these COVID shots have not gone through the normal FDA approval process, which includes testing on animals. They have an emergency approval as an experimental shot. Otherwise, it wouldn't be allowed to be sold to the public. And they make a lot of money selling these, by the way, in case you don't know. A lot of money. I've heard up to $200 per shot. Now, there's been attempts previously to fabricate COVID vaccines. There's been attempts. And going through the normal FDA approval process, which includes animal testing, here's what happened. All the animals died. Now let's get more specific. So the animals were given the COVID shot, and then 4 months, 8 months, a year later, when they're exposed to one of the 20 or more coronaviruses, including the common cold, by the way, their body can't fight whatever that virus is, and the animal died. All the animals died. Do I need to say that again? All the animals died. Now, why would this one be an exception? Why would these COVID shots, there's what, four or five of them that are being used right now, why would they be any different? Why would they? Well, we don't know. We don't have any reason to believe they are any different. We do know that the emergency acceptance, approval, bypassed animal testing. We know that. Why would you take a shot for something that has a 99% recovery rate? Why would you do that? Are people dying from COVID? Of course there are. People die from the flu every year. That's normal. That's expected. Who dies? Well, we know who's dying. People over age 70. People that are obese, people that have heart issues, people that have lung issues. That's who's dying. Now, if you have type A blood, which is about 40% of the population, best I can tell, and you're obese, or have heart issues, or have lung issues, you dramatically increase your chance of death from COVID, dramatically. That's an unfortunate fact of life, but that's the way it is. Now, to accept this COVID shot is, well, quite frankly, you're playing Russian roulette with all the chambers loaded, in my opinion. It's typically, it's a very serious, dangerous, insane game where a person takes a six-shot revolver, puts one cartridge in one chamber, leaving the other five empty, spins a cylinder without looking at where it stops, places the revolver against their head and pulls trigger. That's Russian roulette. An obvious form of insanity. If all six chambers are loaded, your chance of death, of course, is 100%. Of course it is. Not one chance out of six, but 100%. And in my opinion, based on all the research I've read from qualified scientists, I'm no scientist, I'm no doctor, I'm a homicide detective and a talk show host. I have no scientific credentials whatsoever. But I do pay attention to people who do have scientific credentials. They're the scientists and the doctors. And the ones that I'm paying attention to concur that these COVID shots are very dangerous. All of them are in concurrence with that. And a number of them are saying this will lead to mass fatalities, 4 to 14 months, maybe 24 months at the outside, when people are exposed to one of the 20 or more coronaviruses. So I'm warning the ones I can. I hope that you're doing the same thing. We had a caller last week attempting to find out which of the COVID shots were the least dangerous. That's an exercise in futility. But I can see if you've spent your entire life believing that vaccines are a good thing, that there's real science behind them, that they're safe and effective, which they aren't, I can see why you would be searching for the least dangerous COVID shot. I can see that. I understand that. I think it's wrong. I believe it's unwise. But I can see why somebody would do that easily. Now, the U.S. military is going to make it very difficult on men and women who refuse the COVID shot. I haven't read anything definitive, but the stories I'm seeing are that it will be very unpleasant to remain active duty in U.S. military and not accept the COVID shot. Well, if you or somebody you know is in the military and they're faced with that decision, I would advise them the following. You can always get another job, but you only get one life. And that applies to anybody who's maybe mandated by their employer to get the COVID shot. Now, losing your employment is difficult. It's tough. It's very unpleasant. It's all those things. But I'd rather lose a job than lose my life. Wouldn't you? I hope so. You can always get another job. I'm not saying getting another job would be easy or fun, but the alternative being death, in my opinion, is far worse than the difficulty of finding more employment, different employment. Who are we going to be losing due to the COVID shots? Well, the focus initially for people getting the COVID shots has been the elderly, people in nursing homes, and all the first responders. Now, who's your first responders? All the paramedics, firemen, policemen. That's who our first responders are. Everybody in the healthcare profession, CNAs, LPNs, RNs, MDs, technicians, anybody who works in a healthcare career is being first in line to get the COVID shots. What's the world going to look like a year and a half, 2 years from now when we have a lot less police officers, paramedics, firemen, nurses, doctors? What will that world look like? Well, it'll be a lot more difficult, to say the least. There is no pandemic. I need to emphasize that, and I don't emphasize it enough. There is no pandemic under the original guidelines, which were changed in 2009. Up until 2009, for a disease to be a pandemic, it had to have two things. It had to be in multiple countries, and it had to have a percentage of death way above, and I can't quote what that was, way above what it is now. The new protocols still requires it to be in many countries, but there's no requirement at all for a certain percentage of people dying from it. That's gone. So under those guidelines, a common cold would be a pandemic, because the common cold is in all countries, and it kills almost nobody. And if you're at risk, if you're near death from something else and you get a common cold, maybe it would kill you, but otherwise, people get a sniffle for 2 or 3 days and they're fine after that. There is no pandemic. They had to be able to call it a pandemic in order to do everything else they wanted to do, which is destroy the economy. These government-mandated shutdowns, lockdowns, would have no basis in reality. Nobody would pay attention to them if they couldn't call this a pandemic, if it wasn't called a pandemic. If it was just called the flu, which it is, nobody would pay attention to the lockdowns or wearing masks. I have to travel to metropolitan St. Louis occasionally, once a week or so. And it's like going into a different world. Out here where I live in Crawford County, I do see the occasional person wearing a mask, especially at the gas stations on the interstate highway, where we have people that are from other places. They're getting fuel, maybe a snack or whatever. They're wearing masks. I know they're not from my county. I rarely see, although I do occasionally, I rarely see local residents wearing a mask. Typically when I do, they're older folks who are scared to death because of the media-driven hysteria. And that's what this is, nationwide, media-driven hysteria. We sometimes tell the joke about the Amish gentleman who was at the truck stop getting some, and he's standing there in line waiting to make his purchase, and I talked to him, and we're talking, how's the weather, and I ask him, how's the COVID epidemic in the Amish community, and he looks at me and he says, well, we don't have television, we don't have COVID. If it wasn't for TV, this media-driven hysteria wouldn't even exist, would it? And people believe what's on television. They see people that they feel like they know and feel like they trust. The TV news broadcasters, the high-level government officials like Dr. Fauci and people of that ilk talking about the pandemic being a real thing. What were we going through this time last year? Hospital ships being brought into New York Harbor and I believe Los Angeles to prepare for the overwhelming number of COVID patients. A hospital MASH unit, just like the TV show MASH, hospital MASH unit tents being set up in Central Park because the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed with COVID patients. We had videos shown of dead people in a hospital. Turned out that was from South America. Overwhelmed emergency room in New York. Turned out that was from Italy. Make-believe videos to convince people this was real. Of course, the initial videos coming out of China were a man would be walking down the street, obviously in enough health to be walking normally down the street without assistance. He falls face down, bleeds out, and dies from COVID. It's been a year ago I started asking, where are these people here in this country walking down the street with no assistance, falling face down, bleeding out, and dying from COVID? Never did see those videos, did you? Because what we saw out of China was make-believe. It was fantasy. That's what it was. So here we are a year later. The economy has been hurt tremendously. Where were we in January 2020? The U.S. economy was setting records for low unemployment in all categories, every category there is. The economy was literally booming. It was doing better than it had done in many, many decades. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's our sponsored by EMP Shield. The best discount you can get is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, they have a sale going on right now. for about 3 weeks. We're not sure. About 3 weeks. So in addition to the $50 off at my website, there's a bigger discount with the current sale on EMP devices to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator. The issue of the day is the COVID shot. That's what it is. Are there other issues? Of course there are. We have tensions in the Middle East, which involve Russia and us, Israel. We have the economy, which is certainly at great risk with the out-of-control spending going on, the disastrous effects of the COVID lockdowns. We have many issues. Look at what's going on with the military. Complete insanity. The word insane gets tossed around way too much. But I think most of you would agree that equipping and changing body armor to accommodate pregnant women to engage in hand-to-hand combat and warfare is, quite frankly, the definition of insanity, along with making sure that there's flight uniforms for female pilots to fly combat aircraft into combat, another form of insanity. The world I grew up in, the men protected the women and kept them as far away from combat as could be done. That's what we did in my generation. Were the women in the military? Of course there were. They were in the medical corps, where women have served for many decades with honor and distinction. And that's the best place for women to make the best use of their very unique skill sets. My guest yesterday, Andrew, when he was active duty, he had women in his outfit, and he said, John, there are things that women could do far better than the men. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. Of course there's women with great skill sets. I don't care how good they are. Women have no place being exposed and part of combat. They don't. And if I had some way of appearing before the House Armed Services Committee, I would do so and give them an earful of what I thought about their policies. Because it's the House Armed Services Committee that has a lot to do with the policies of the Department of Defense. Since that's where the money comes from, the House of Representatives, you think the Department of Defense may pay attention to the House Armed Services Committee, where the money comes from? Well, of course they will. Of course they will. We're getting some responses to the rocket stove. We changed the little tile we've got there. It says, no smoke. Now, it never occurred to me. I've been watching wood-burning appliances all my life, 73 years. It never occurred to me that there could even be such a thing as a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. How is that even possible? Well, it is possible because we have complete combustion of the wood. What's left at the end of the day is this powder. It looks like talcum powder, kind of a grayish talcum powder. Not much at all, because you got complete combustion. That's why there's no smoke. The only wood burning appliance that we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and twigs, it's a great piece of equipment, manufactured right here in my neighborhood in Bourbon, Missouri, by the way. You need to, before you can talk to people intelligently about COVID, you need, and the COVID shot, you really need to educate yourself. You really do. There's a lot of educational material at my website. We got yellow highlighter on only three of the 35 or 40 different articles and videos. Check out the ones in yellow highlighter under COVID-19 updates. You'll get an education and move on from there. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicsource.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
Back with Bill and J.R. Moore here on my Tuesday, the 23rd of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We are going on vacation, myself and 11 families, listeners to my radio show, the John Moore Radio Show. We're going on vacation. That will be a week at Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. This is the sportsman's camp owned by Steve Whitman. We'll be talking more about this on Friday. The dates are August 15th to August 21st. And it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be doing my show from the main lodge there every morning, and there'll be fishing opportunities. You want to go watch the whales, you can watch the whales. Great food at the main lodge there, and just a lot of fun in general. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. Tom Berryhill is back from his out-of-town assignment, feverishly working on making energy cleaners. We have a big order going out later this week that will be mostly caught up with back orders. I have a 300% increase in sales the past 12 months. It's been a lot of fun helping people get their lives back, and it's been a challenge keeping up with the demand. If you have issues with pain from arthritis, whatever the source might be, you need an energy cleaner. If you have issues with sleep, you need an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning. You can also. My friend Sam Andrews yesterday was talking about the students who come there at Freedom Center, and they have bragged about the energy cleaner and how it helps them. Well, of course they have. Getting your life back is a fun thing. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon's a gentleman who began a quest more than a decade ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. And yesterday was the first day of the doTERRA BOGO offer and have a mega pack, and it'll probably be out completely today. So that's when we're really going to bring it up first. Because
okay. Leon, your audio is not quite what it should be. You're speaking right into the microphone, sir.
Yes. Can you now hear me?
No, we hear you. Maybe it's just low on my end. Tell us about this buy one, get one offer at doTERRA. It's going right now, and how long does it last?
Now, they're going to do it throughout the week, but they'll go down to the individual. So, right, in essence, the total price is like $184, and if you get it as a loyalty rewards program or an enrollment order, you can get the points of $45 worth of free oils added to your account. So then, you know, you're not – if you get it as a standard order, then you don't get any free oils. You don't get $45 worth of free oils. But if you do it as a LRP oil, you get it. So in essence, $184, and they give you $174 worth of free oils, and I can go through the list of oils if you want.
Well, how many oils are there, sir?
I believe there's about 10 total.
10. Well, let's go ahead and list the 10. We got a caller in hold. We'll get to the caller after the 10 oils you list, please.
Okay. Give me a second. I know rosemary is one of the free oils that they're giving away because of. And then there's, give me a second. Go ahead. Why don't we ask? We can ask Chris, and I'll get the exact list.
Okay.
To get online.
Let's just go ahead and take, while you look up those 10. Let's have Teresa from Michigan. Good morning, Teresa.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to order the energy cleaner. I'm going to. It hurt my back in the military years ago, but I have a friend that just called me and said that her husband was working out on the tractor with the PTO that's hooked to a trailer and it goes around, right?
Right.
Well, it broke off and it was swinging in the air and it hit him in the head. It slammed him up against the wagon and they took him to the hospital, stitched up his head, but now he has issues with his ribs, which he probably cracked. And I think, my opinion, that the energy cleaner would be great for him.
Well,
he's really happy. Pardon me?
I believe it would. Now, they've changed the treatment. It used to be they wrapped the broken ribs with an elastic bandage. They no longer do that. They just recommend bed rest. And I had some cracked ribs a few years ago, and the energy cleaner helped me recover much more quickly than I would have otherwise. So I think that that would be a great benefit for your friend's husband with the cracked ribs.
Yeah. He didn't have an issue Sunday when he was in the hospital. They asked him if he had any more pain. But last night she called me, and he coughed, and then it hit him really hard in the ribs.
Right. Well, that kind of trauma, which I've experienced from various reasons, it kicks in generally about the third day is when that pain usually kicks in. So last night would have been about the third day?
Yes.
Yep, that's about right. That's why I tell people if they're in a serious automobile accident, they may feel okay immediately following. And I said, you watch what happens about 3 days from now, how you're going to feel. And that's Leon, you've had similar experiences, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. cracked ribs. I've had cracked ribs before, and I know how painful it is to breathe. And if he's a member already of doTERRA, or if you have access to things like breathe or eucalyptus, that'll help. Even peppermint will help with oxygen flow. And so, yes, if he uses that, you know, he can either put it in a diffuser or touch it to his nose. That'll increase the oxygen flow, and obviously Deep Blue for the pain, for sure.
Right. But if he doesn't, Deep Blue applied directly to the ribs, and then the peppermint would be a good one, and a diffuser, or just put a little bit below the nostrils to help get that breathe easier.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give her a call and tell her to go to thelibertyman.com and give her the number for the energy cleaner.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Teresa. We appreciate the call.
And I'll be calling you, too, to get one. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. We help people routinely with all kinds of issues. Obviously, trauma, like this gentleman went through, getting smacked by a piece of equipment like that is just painful just thinking about it, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, matter of fact, there was a famous celebrity who got killed by those by a PTO a couple of years ago. And yeah, that was definitely serious. And especially in the preparedness mindset, if you get hurt, you know, during a grid down scenario, it could be fatal because of the fact that you're not going to have 911 available, especially if you're not one of those Baxers that you want to get shot up. They're not going to come and help because they're like, nope, you don't want to join in the party and comply, then we're not going to assist you. So I can see how, I mean, they're already doing that with the military guys, saying that they're going to be starting in July. It's going to be mandatory regardless of what happens.
Well, about 4 weeks ago, I was traveling in my county here on a state highway, and there was a very serious accident, and I saw that the volunteer fire department had set up an LZ for the medevac helicopter to medevac the injured person from that automobile accident. You know, when things are normal and working properly, that's not, you know, it's routine. It's another day at the office. But in a grid down situation, things like a medevac helicopter simply aren't going to be available, are they?
Absolutely.
Well, Teresa, thank you for your call. And we will be able to help your friend's husband with the energy cleaner and the oils to get the most rapid pain-free recovery that he can have. And for all the rest of you out there, we have new listeners every week, Leon. So for the regular listeners, they hear me and Leon talk every week, and we repeat much of the same thing because we have new listeners every week, don't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. Revolving door.
That's just the nature of a classroom with a revolving door at the back. So all you new listeners, here's the deal. You want to get started with doTERRA oils, and I highly suggest that you look into it. You don't need a copy of the book, two copies of the same book, two different editions. The book has a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. I typically don't give the subtitle, but I'll give it today. A Contemporary Guide to the Therapeutic Use of Essential Oils. But just to get it, find it on Amazon or wherever you buy books, Modern Essentials. So here's the two editions you're going to want. First, you're going to want the 5th edition, and you're going to want the 12th edition. The 12th edition was published last September. It's got all the latest oils in it, the latest knowledge. The 5th edition says things that, because of the Food and Death Administration, we're not allowed to say anymore. And then between the two books, you've got what you need. Now, to get the oils themselves, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, just scroll down to doTERRA, and you've got the beginning point to buy the oils. Take part in the buy one, get one offer going on right now. And if you need further help, Leon will help you. He can help you in two areas. One would be to get you on the quickest path as fast as possible to getting the oils you need for whatever it is you're dealing with. The other thing that Leon can help you with is getting started as a doTERRA dealer and have another stream of income. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And the way they reach me is calling 303.
Hello, Leon.
Yes, I'm here.
Is Leon there? Okay, it looks like we may have lost Leon temporarily. But I'm going to look up his number here real quick. And Leon, we'll take your phone calls and help you to get started on getting the proper oils you need, and also to help you become a doTERRA dealer. Are you still there, Leon?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm still here, John. Can you hear me? John, can you hear me? Yeah, I am talking. You can't hear me, can you? I'll call back.
Hello, hello. Okay, we had a glitch. I don't know what was going on there. I was off the air for a few moments, but we're back. Okay, I don't know what's going on with Leon. He is not available right this moment, but I'm going to give you his phone number. If he doesn't pick up because he's busy doing another project, just leave a number, a message, and he'll get back with you. Leon's phone number is 303-495-2188. I say again, 303-495-2188. Now, my wife, Dr. Moore, who passed away June of 2019, she was in charge of ordering the oils that we needed for the family. Now it's my job, and I take care of making sure we say that I have the oils that I need for my daily use. I use them for lemon oil in the drinking water. I use lemon for and Purify for doing laundry. It only takes 3 drops of Purify and 3 drops of lemon oil to get the clothes nice and clean and fresh smelling. Now, if there's grease or some type of heavy grease, I'll use detergent. But for normal laundry, that's not an issue. Excuse me. Okay. The doTERRA oils will help you have the life that you're looking for, a healthier life, a more productive life. It will help you, if you choose to, get away from the harmful, expensive pharmaceutical products. We've been talking about this for years, Leon and I. We don't recommend doing it all at once. We recommend one at a time, weaning yourself off expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products, prescription pharmaceutical products, or even over-the-counter as far as that goes, and substituting doTERRA oils instead of the expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products. It can be done. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's going to be comfortable, but it can be done. And the sooner you do it, the better off you'll be. And you'll find that when you're using the oils, that you feel better. You're saving money, and you know you're not consuming things that are harmful to you, which if you're consuming pharmaceutical products, you are. My friend Dr. Wilbert, he refers to direct effects, not side effects of pharmaceutical products, and that's what they are, direct effects, not side effects. Of course they are. And to believe otherwise is foolish, absolutely foolish. The proper use of pharmaceutical products results in tens of thousands of fatalities every year. The proper recommended use of pharmaceutical products kills tens of thousands of Americans every year. Myself, I'm looked at as an anomaly. I'm 73 years old. I have not consumed a prescription pharmaceutical product since 1985. I've only had maybe 3 or 4 my entire life before that. That's about it. When I bought my motorcycle, when was it? About 12 years ago. I told my wife I'd do the adult thing and get a lot more life insurance on myself, which I did. I made the application. They sent a nurse practitioner out to my home to take my blood pressure and all the things that they do. That wasn't enough, so they sent me to a clinic in St. Louis to do the same thing. That wasn't enough. Then I had to go to another clinic in Salem, Missouri. And finally, after all those diagnostics and all those protocols, they finally believed that I was telling the truth. I had not consumed a pharmaceutical prescription product since 1985. I signed a medical release for my medical doctor, the last one that I had a visit with in 1985. The insurance company approached him and he said, well, John hasn't been here for more than 10 years. I destroyed all his records. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd day of March. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of March. Our prepper tip of the day is to make sure you have rain gear suitable for doing construction work outdoors. Most people don't have rain gear suitable for doing construction work outdoors in the rain. Earth tones, that would be a good thing. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we've got Leon with us. We're expecting that we'll get Steve Van Noon at some point, and we hope Jeff Nyquist. In the meantime, Leon, we got a first caller and hold here. We're at Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Hi. But
morning.
Well, I don't know about that prepper tip, John, because I mean, a lot of them are already taken. There's Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen are already taken. I don't even think Rudolph exists. So, you know, how are we supposed to get reindeer?
Don't quit your day job.
Well, oh, really. Okay. By the way, during those times when you think that you've lost Leon, John, all you've really lost is your ability to hear Leon, because we can hear Leon, we can hear you, and Leon can hear you, but you can't hear him.
Well, so, that's the nature of live talk radio, is that things happen, and
I'm just letting you know that. I get that, but it's like he's still there, so in the background. So well, for some reason, that happens.
Well, we use Skype, and Skype has become quite reliable, but it still has glitches. Anything else, Glenn?
Wait. Oh, of course. So about the vaccine stuff. I've been listening to the Sherry Tenpenny audios and stuff like that. Or, you know, actually, Jeff Prince has been playing them. She seems to have the most comprehensive coverage and explanation of the different stuff going on there.
Agreed.
We're in the interim period here where the herd mentality has kicked in. Not herd immunity, herd mentality, because people are going out as a herd and getting the vaccine. And so I now know people, both colleagues and relatives, who are getting the vaccine. And so now we're in that period where it's not just initial reactions. You know, those can be relatively minor and overcome, some of those initial reactions to the vaccines. But after a number of months pass, we should start seeing some of these little deleterious effects that Dr. Tenpenny and others are speaking of. However, if those effects don't manifest or are covered up, or we run the risk of being accused of, being the boy who cried wolf, So 6 months down the pike, it's like, look, everybody's okay. You said everybody was going to be dying, but everything's okay. I don't think that will happen. But
I don't either, Glenn. You want to hold on to the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.